Paper. Paper!
Here.
Pen. Pen! Pen now!
There you go!
A pen that works, for God's sake!
This one!
Finally!
Yes?
Oh, sod it. I got nothing.
Better release the clowns.
Look, I'll give him 3 minutes, then I really must get back to the office. There's already an email backlog.
Oh, George, do you have to...
Right, let's get started then.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here together.
Oh, do we have to do this bit, Vicar? Can't we just go straight to the bit with the I will or the I do's or whatever?
Well, that would be a little unorthodox.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Just keep it moving, all right?
To join this man and this woman...
Come on, for fuck's sake, it's nearly 10 past. Wall Street opens in 5.
In holy matrimony.
Any chance of speeding this up at all, Vicar? I've got an important meeting with my Eurobond sales team.
Relax, George. This is our big day, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm signing the contract with the Japanese at 2:30.
So, do you, George Harold Wayman, take
yes,
this
yes,
woman
I
to
do.
Me?
Yes, yes, I do. Yes, yes. Now, it's your turn, Sue. Do you, Susan Margaret Moore, take me...
Excuse me, I'm conducting this service.
Well, put your finger out, then.
I'm going as fast as I can. Do you, Susan Margaret...
That'll be for me. Yeah, hi, Frank. Yeah, I'm a bit tied up for a few minutes. Right. 24 bid, April 95s. Take the order, sell them at 6 plus. No, for Christ's sake, 6 plus, or we go down another 4. Okay, ciao.
Do you, Susan Margaret Moore, take George Harold Wayman?
Oh, no, it's already 10 past.
To be your lawful wedded husband?
Come on, Sue, spit it out.
I do.
She does, okay? Can we go now? Shit! Tokyo's closed.
George, the rings.
Oh, yes, yes. All right, with these rings, I thee wed, Sue, okay?
Wrong finger.
We'll put it on the proper one later. I've put mine on already. Right, what's next?
Oh, George, this is our wedding day. It's supposed to be special.
For God's sake, Sue. It's not the whole day, is it?
All right, have it your own way. You're married now. Now get out of my church. And go in peace.
Right, Sue, catch you later. My brother Steve will stand in for me for the photos. I've had my speech photocopied, so just pass it round the guests. And I'll do my part of the cake cutting on FaceTime later.
And what about our honeymoon?
How does a month in Bali grab you?
Oh, fantastic.
Great, I've penciled us in for September 2021. Ciao!
Release the clowns!
Here's Harson, stepping up to the tee at the 18th. Everything to play for. A hole-in-one now, give him the match and the championship. Looks like he's taking a driver to this one. Ooh, good shot. Ooh, it's up there. Way up there. Ooh, that's really flying. Wow, still going up.
Release the clowns! And the dirt is gone!
Are you sure you don't want to come to this party tonight, Carissa?
Yeah, I just want to chill with some ice cream in EastEnders tonight.
Stephen will be there. You know he still likes you, right?
God, why is everyone still trying to get me and Stephen back together? Look, he cheated, it's over, so just let it go.
But we don't know that for sure, do we?
Well, he never denied it, and I don't want to talk about this anymore.
But you guys were so good together. What if...
You're flogging a dead horse, Edward. Just let it go.
Huh.
What?
It's just...
It's just what?
It's just that's really clever what you did there.
What? Breaking up with cheating Stephen is clever?
No, I meant the metaphors you just used. I completely understand what you're saying. Your relationship with Stephen was like a horse, a powerful, virile animal. But now that horse is dead, just like your love for him. And by trying to get you to come to this party, it's just like I'm trying to flog that dead horse back to life to no avail, because alas, that horse is dead.
Why have you gone all poetic all of a sudden?
And it fits perfectly, because why would anyone want to flog a horse that's already dead? I was being so inhumane. I'm so sorry, Carissa. I should have been more sensitive to the horse's family members and horse buddies before flogging its cold dead corpse. Just like I should have been more sensitive to your feelings before asking you to come to this party.
Edward, you're taking the expression a little too seriously. You can let it go now.
Yes, you're right. I will let it go. I will let that water baby go.
Water baby?
You know, the Egyptian one from the Bible. It's an expression I just made up and it fits perfectly.
Well, you can't go around making up your own expressions.
The baby is like your relationship with Stephen.
Oh, so we're back to that, are we? I thought you were going to let this go.
Carissa, I am. I see now that by letting this water baby, aka relationship, sail down the River Nile, you two are actually giving each other space. Space to grow and for your feelings to mature and grow stronger. Just like the water baby comes back as Moses, all grown up, handsome and stronger than ever.
Edward, I don't want him to come back. I don't want another relationship.
Ha! You're just like the Pharaoh who wanted to drown all the male Hebrew babies.
Edward, your water baby can go to hell.
Sorry, Carissa. I didn't mean to upset you there.
You know, you're a real pain in the ass sometimes.
Carissa, what a funny way to describe a person. Who knew you'd be so crude?
Crude?
I completely get what you're saying, though. I'm like a pain because I'm annoying you so much. And I'm a pain in the ass because you can't do anything about it. Probably because the pain is really deep up in
your... Fine! If it means you'll shut up, I'll go to this stupid party. Just let me finish these biscuits and I'll be right out.
Whoa! Strap the saddle down onto the horse with a girth to make sure it's secure before you ride, Carissa. The party isn't until tonight. You've got loads of time.
What?
I feel like you want to rush over to this party, like you want to ride a speedy horse over there, like, right now. But, Carissa, the party isn't until tonight, so take your time. Strap the saddle down onto the horse with a girth to make sure it's secure before you go to the party.
Don't you mean hold your horses?
Well, of course! Even better! Don't let them horses run away without you on the saddle. Hold on to them. Now who's getting carried away by these expressions?
No, that's the actual expression. I wasn't joining in with anything.
Sure, sure. Now let's put our thinking riding caps on and figure out what equipment we need for this party.
Cry, havoc, and release the clowns of war.
He really whacked it. Ooh, best mojito in town. Ball still flying? Yep. Ooh, heck of a shot.
Release the clowns!
Welcome back to A Place in the Rain, where people from sunny countries look for their dream homes here in Britain. Today we've got Jose and Dolores from scorching Spain.
Hello!
You're wanting to swap your beach life on the Costa del Sol for a change of pace in northern England.
Yes, we are tired of the constant sunshine day after day. The relentless blue skies are so boring.
I dream of drizzle or fog.
Yes, and then there's the food.
Ah, that Mediterranean diet with its fresh, locally sourced ingredients and fine wines. It's so one note.
We can't get anything by Findus or McCain. It's like the 1970s never happened.
Okay, so you've seen two houses that weren't quite right for you. The quaint country cottage.
No, too saccharine.
And the warehouse loft.
If we wanted to be hipsters, we'd be looking in Shoreditch, not Batley.
Are you ready for the third?
Yes.
Fingers crossed, we've got something you like.
Oh, yes, this is more like it. A small terraced house in a trap street. Oh, it's wonderfully, grubby.
Lovely stone cladding is really out of keeping with the rest of the street. And the broken bicycle in the front garden is a nice touch.
Come on in. notice anything about the entrance hall?
Artex!
Result!
Yes, it's Artex throughout the house.
I love the noise of the train.
In Spain, all we had were birds singing and the lazy hum of the crickets and cicadas. It did my head in.
But the real surprise is upstairs.
A view of the gasworks!
Amazing!
And you can see the sewage farm from the spare bedroom.
I love it!
Two words! Dream home!
So, we've done it again. Join us next week on A Place in the Rain when a couple tried to swap their villa on the Italian lakes for a Glasgow tenement. See you then.
Oh, look! Those kids have set fire to a car outside the kebab shop.
Release the clowns.
Damn it! It's coming down. And... it's on the green. Has it got the legs, though? Perfect line. There it goes. Coming up to the lip. It's teetering. That is the best shot off the 18th we've ever seen. It's in the hole. On the 13th, Harlson loses.
Time for bed, children, or I might have to release the clowns.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 1 year since my last confession.
My son, I'm afraid that falls outside the optimum time frame for absolution appraisal. It's a good job you didn't die just now, or you'd have found yourself down below.
But I thought the mercy of the Lord was boundless.
Within agreed parameters. An ongoing salvation focus interface with your liturgical line manager is one of those parameters.
You mean making confession?
Precisely. We'll have to begin a new sin evaluation cycle if we're to save your soul. You want that, don't you?
Yes, of course. How do we begin?
By reviewing outstanding KPIs.
What?
Key performance indicators, son. They're...
I know what they are. I'm a brand manager.
Brand manager. Not a good start. So KPIs, have you cursed?
Yes.
Oh dear. Lied.
Yes.
Impure thoughts.
Yes.
You can tell me more about those later. Well, it's not looking good so far. You're falling well below the threshold for redemption.
That's not how it works. I confess, I do penance, and God absolves me of my sins. There's no threshold.
No. I forgive you on God's behalf. It's always been that way ever since the Lord outsourced absolution services.
This is ridiculous. I've never heard anything so...
Anger. That's a mortal sin, you know. At this rate, even purgatory will be out of the question.
Okay, I'm sorry, Father. I'll do whatever it takes. I don't want to go to hell.
Okay. Let's try one of the biggies. Have you honoured your mother and father?
They're both dead.
Not solution-focused. Look, son, you've got to help me help you. I'm going to need a 50% increase in rosary usage, 100 Hail Marys, and a full spectrum analysis of your impure thoughts.
I am not describing my impure thoughts to you.
Then I'm afraid that going forward, I'll be recommending eternal fiery damnation with extra forks.
Okay, I'll do it.
Very good, child. You can start with the ones you had while you were kneeling down out there in the still, quiet church, behind the young widow de Santo.
Release the Clown starred Lenny Pickard-Afnis, Marco Chu, Tim Keeling, Amy Holmes, Phil Whelans, Alex Marion, Casper Michaels, Karen Morden, Nick Hildred, Helen Duff, Martin Hyder, Phil Nice and Joe Clegg. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Simon Littlefield, Martin Hyder, Phil Nice and Marco Chu. The show is produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. Don't forget, if you want more comedy, then tune into the brilliant post-apocalyptic Gamma Radio podcast, which you can find on iTunes and podbean.com. We also want to give a shout out to the lovely people at freesound.org and freesfx.co.uk for some of the amazing sounds that make our show work.
And remember, if you like Release the Clowns, then don't forget to tell all your friends about us. See you in 2.